808-5600 is our phone number here on Hot Talk 560 KSFO. We'll go to Michael in San Francisco now. Michael, you're on the air. Go right ahead.
Hey, Brian. Speaking as a longtime member of the mainstream media, I had to call to tell you that the comment you just made about how the mainstream media wish to portray American troops as rubes and idiots has to be the most insane thing I've ever heard on this station. I've sat in meetings at places like Time Magazine, almost all of whose readers are members of like the vast lower middle class all across this country. These editors are worshipful of the troops, and they're doing it for purely mercenary reasons or maybe idealistic reasons.
Well, that's wonderful to know about. Michael, that's wonderful to know about.
Name one time that the mainstream media has laughed at the troops in print since this war began. Name one.
Okay, Michael. I don't read Time Magazine. In fact, most people...
Any member of the...
Michael, would you just shut up and listen to me? I recognize your voice now. You've called the program before. You try to demagogue like this. Let me tell you, my friend, I don't read Time Magazine. Most people in America don't read Time Magazine, so I don't know what happens at Time Magazine, but I can tell you this. I watch MSNBC, and they are in a continual laugh mode at anything having to do with the Bush administration. They loathe the war in Iraq. They despise our troops. I've seen CNN play that same game before. So I don't know about Time Magazine, because Time Magazine is irrelevant. It's going to go the way of the Chronicle before too long, because their circulation is so low. You're going to be out of a job before too long.
Time Magazine has higher circulation than all but about 5 magazines in the entire country. What are you talking about?
Well, again, their circulation is so low, it's irrelevant to me. Time Magazine means nothing to me. It's like the Chronicle. I don't read it. I don't pay attention to it, and I appreciate your call on KSFO. You want to see a virtual hate fest 24/7 having to do with anything left over from the Bush administration? Watch MSNBC. I remember during the war the ridiculous comments you would regularly get from CNN. And it happens on the local stations as well. These pompous news readers come off so arrogant. I can't speak of Time Magazine or Newsweek. Or what's another one, one of the biggies. World Magazine is probably, they have amongst the largest circulation, probably more than Time. They will cover the war properly, but listen, print is going the way of the typewriter. Let's be realistic about this. The Chronicle is just about to go under. They've become irrelevant. It's the new media and talk radio, and quite frankly, cable television that's carrying the load here in terms of relevant media outlets. 808-5600 on KSFO. Mike Redstate returns. State is always relevant. He's got